For centuries, the ballet world has been dominated by male choreographers. It's a tradition still ingrained in the ballet today. Boston Ballet is not an exception to that rule, but as WBUR's Cynthia Lopez reports, the company hopes to change that with a new program.
I was watching your solo. It's really great.
At the Boston Ballet, Leah Cirio directs a group of dancers during an evening practice. It's a big moment for Cirio, who's a principal dancer with the company, but is choreographing for the first time.
It's kind of hard to believe that I'm at the front of the room calling the shots and being like, do this more and things like that. I never thought it happened, but here I am, and I'm loving it.
Cirio is a part of Choreograph Her, a new multi-year Boston Ballet initiative that guides women dancers to become choreographers. For her piece, Cirio chose songs with female composers. Under Choreograph Her, Boston Ballet will offer choreographic workshops for 16 to 18-year-old girls in its school. In the studio, the company will also provide workshops open only to women over the next 2 years. Boston Ballet also plans to produce a program in the 2020-2021 season with a majority of women choreographers, musical directors, stage designers, and visual artists.
It's pretty incredible that they are committing to such an empowering thing. I think it will change how this generation of ballet goers, of people in charge of companies, look at women choreography.
The company's director, Miko Nisinen, says that in previous years, few women signed up for choreographic workshops. So he decided to close a few of the classes to men.
It takes courage. It's a very scary process. You're very exposed in a situation. Because being a choreographer, first you have to know that that's what you want to do. But how do you know if you never try?
The dearth of women choreographers is as old as ballet itself, with men historically serving as choreographers and women as their dancerly muses. Centering women choreographers in ballet not only allows for their perspectives to shine through, but it also has the potential to change the culture of the art form and to advance it.
I think with the climate of today, this is exactly what the ballet world needs. I'm so excited to see the other women's pieces and just have that camaraderie together.
It's a camaraderie men have enjoyed for centuries. Nisinen hopes Choreograph Her can serve as a model on how to support female choreographers and invest in their work.
In the past, in our industry, there's been a couple incredible female choreographers, like from Bina Bausch to Agnes Demil to Bronislava Nijinska, but it has been much more male-dominated industry from the choreographer's point of view.
For Cirio, who's been dancing since she was 3 years old, switching to choreography felt risky, but exciting and important.
It's kind of very vulnerable. You kind of give everything to your dancers, to the audience, to the music, and then you step away and you're not a part of it anymore. And you have to trust the dancers and trust your process and see what happens. You know, it could fail, but I'm glad I tried.
While few women have been able to pave their own way into the world of choreography, Boston Ballet hopes to make the road a little wider. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cynthia Lopez.